Welcome to the Diamonds and Pearls podcast for the woman who's creating her own path to freedom, walking in her sovereignty and creating an impact using her intuitive gifts. We will chat divine feminine energy, aligning with your purpose, and connecting with women who are here to serve as a leader and create an impact in the collective consciousness. My name is Jessica Shugart, and I'll be your host, and I'm so happy to have you part of this sisterhood, this collective, where we can rise up together. So if you're ready, let's dive right in. What's up, beautiful ladies? Welcome, welcome. I am so excited to be recording this podcast episode for you today. I'm going to bring you a raw, real, and just update on what I've been up to, sharing with you a little bit about this detox that I'm currently on. I just wanted to share with you like my process and like what's going, how I'm kind of moving through everything. And and just sit here and just chat with you girls before I go pick up Zoe for school. So I hope you girls are doing well. We just finished a full moon. And how ironic is that I was on my bleed as well during this time. And as I was on my bleed, my last day about, I started my detox yesterday. So 2 days in my period and then having this detox, there's just a lot coming up. And so if you've been following me over on Instagram, you know that there's a lot of shifts that I've been kind of moving through myself. A lot of exciting things, expansive things, and just really me stepping into just a different, dimension, but just like, what's the word I'm looking for? Just like a new threshold, right? And it's scary as fuck. It really is. It's scary. It's exciting. Really being guided to lean into what my desires are and in a really grounded way. And this can bring up a lot of things, you know, when we're in this space where we're really wanting to get clarity and we're in this detox and this space of like being in our releasing, right? So with the feminine cycle, I actually worked with my feminine cycle to really shift and move through a lot of limiting beliefs. Excuse me, I'm going to drink my water. I have a little bit of just like feeling a little dry mouth because of this detox I'm on. So if I'm sipping water, that's why. But so I use my feminine cycle to really shift and move through a lot that's not for me, especially when I'm on my bleed and my luteal cycle. So there's just been a lot of moving through for me, and I just feel like I'm just really being tested, but almost not really in that way tested, just like being asked to look at hard things, right, and feel the things and be in the darkness and allow myself to feel what's coming up, and then really be asking myself these hard questions and honest questions on like, how am I being guided to serve for myself in my community? What offers do I want to put out that really feel aligned for me? Because when we're not in alignment, there's definitely this disconnect with how we're showing up and how the results that we're getting. And you know, there can be a lot of frustration, just a lot of like, what am I doing wrong? Why are things not flowing? You know, so when we're in this place where we're not feeling aligned, I know that it's kind of like a sign to really kind of step back and just look and see, you know, without judgment. I know sometimes we look at ourselves and we think, well, why aren't things working out? We start placing all this blame on ourselves when really it's just an invitation for us to lean back, right, and surrender and lean back and knowing that maybe there's something else that I need to be doing or approaching something in a different manner, or maybe something that I'm not doing that I need to be doing that I'm being asked to do, but I'm not listening to that intuition, that guide, right, that we all have within us. I do believe that the universe always is sending us these signals, right, and sometimes we don't see them. Right. And when we pay attention, when we're open to in that surrender, we say, okay, let me just take the step back, right? What is it that I'm being guided to do? And as a feminine leader, you know, this is something that we always need to be aware of humbling ourselves and taking that step back and, you know, knowing that, like, this work is not about us, right? As a leader, we're here to serve, we're here to make an impact, but also being mindful of how we're approaching this, right, in a way that feels aligned for us, because how you may show up as a feminine leader may look differently to someone else, right? So there's just a lot that I'm kind of really navigating, and this morning was really tough for me, you know, because I was talking to my girls in my One Rise Collective community. We have a call once a month where we just come together and have like support, and we support each other and just share what's coming up for us. And yeah, I was sharing about how we were sharing about just like some small wins. And I shared about me doing this detox. And this is huge for me, you guys, because I freaking love to eat. I do. And it's so comforting, right? It's just one of those things that, like, you know, you're just like, oh, it's very habitual, of course, right? We get in these habits. But then there's like certain foods that we just love and we kind of go and gravitate towards, right? So for me, it's been hard because I want to go and eat just because it feels comforting to me. And then, however, I know that some of the habits I've created since COVID and being home a lot have not necessarily been choices that really empower me, as far as, like, you know, eating foods that are nutritious and making me feel good. And so I kind of was on this space where I was like, you know, I think I need to do this. I need to do this detox, and it's going to be fucking hard because I'm not used to doing stuff like this. And so I get to have like a vegetable broth, and I get to have ginger tea, honey, which I'm like so freaking excited about because I love honey. And I actually have organic honey. So it's honey from sourced here from Corona, California, from a local grower. So I'm really learning about, like, you know, just being more mindful of the foods that I'm putting into my body and how I can kind of be just more aware, right? And I want to bring this to my house, you know, to my home. Zoe's been very amazing with, you know, just really being mindful of the foods that we're eating here. But I want to really educate myself even more in this area. I know for many women, we experience a lot of gut problems, and this is something that I've actually been healing and working through. And I feel like this is like a deeper invitation for me to kind of see, like, what kind of foods can I replace that would make me feel more, have more vitality, more energy, more, just feel more empowered. And I want to be able just to feel good, right? I know that so many of us want that. We want to have the energy. Sometimes we don't pay attention because we don't realize, we get so caught in these like habits, right? How they affect us physically, emotionally, spiritually. And so this healing process of this detox has been, it's been tough. Honestly, I'm on day two. So I'm so proud of myself. Yesterday, we met together, and we, at the end of the day, and we just talked about what we're going to be doing over the weekend. So it's for 4 days. And last night we had a sound bath, and it was so beautiful. It really just helped me to calm my nervous system. I was feeling a little bit of a headache and just hungry, obviously. So I know this is like a new thing for me. So definitely stretching me, definitely putting me out of my comfort zone. And there's been a lot of that lately. So I don't know about you girls, but if this resonates, please screenshot, share, tag me. I would love to know anything that comes through for you as you're listening to this. You know, regardless if it's the same thing that you're going through, we're all on these type of things where we're being challenged and we're being asked to do things that maybe we don't want to do, and being really radically honest with ourselves in this process. So it's been interesting. Yeah. So today we're going to be just meeting again and coming together and talking more about nutrition, things that we can eat to really bring nutrition into our bodies. And as a Reiki practitioner, this is something that's been on my mind as well, because I want to just really have a clean energy, you know, when I'm like with working with energy work. And I feel like when I'm feeling better, I'm able to really channel more of that energy, and it just feels more, I don't know, it just flows more. I flow more when I'm feeling better in my body, and when I'm exercising, when I'm moving. All those things really matter. They really have an impact on how I'm showing up and how I'm, you know, being a leader and a mom. And if I'm not feeling good, right, it just really limits me from doing the things that I want to do, right? I'm going to take a sip of water. Exercise and fitness has always been a huge part of my life, because it's, I feel better, right? And it's not necessarily about, you know, looking a certain way in my body, but I feel more energy, more vitality. You know, when I'm lifting, I feel stronger, right? So there's just different aspects of my workout that also have really empowered me to just show up with more vitality and energy. And this has shifted a lot for me too, you guys, because I was really very much into my workouts, so much to the fact that like I was just probably overdoing it, right? So as I've been leaning into my feminine cycle more, I've learned to kind of use the cycle to work through my workouts depending on my energy, as you know, during those times, which has been really awesome because I don't put so much pressure on myself to really create this like high impact workout all the time, right? It could be low impact, it could be yoga, it could be a light walk. Just really tuning into my energy and how I'm feeling. So yeah, so anything else that I wanted to share with you guys? Just dealing with the hard stuff, you know, in this detox. So I've been taking my journal out and writing a lot, just things that have been coming up and like how I want to parent more with Zoe, be a better mom, not be a better mom, but like, how can I just be more present and more grounded with her and supporting her? She's 13. So I'm going to get all emotional, you guys. And so this is really helpful for me, guys. Like, I'm just processing so much right now. So thank you for listening. And then just, you know, being with my family, you know, because that's so important to me. Whew. So these are just some things that I've been, you know, moving through. And, you know, just also like where I'm putting my energy and my time. And I feel like this is always something that I'm really evaluating in my journey. This process of like, how can I do both, right? How can I be with my family, but also run a business, right? These are really important questions that we have to ask ourselves. When I first started doing my NLP practitioner certification, we learned about habit tracking and really looking at our schedules and what we're doing and our habits. And, you know, it was just so tedious, right, when I first did it. And I was like, I hate this. It's so stupid, right? But when I actually did it and I looked to see, like, where I was putting my time and energy, I was just like, wow, like, this is not how I want to live my life, right? And then thinking about like, what are your priorities? Like, what are the things that really matter to you, right? So is it your family? Is it your career? Is it you traveling? Is it you, your health and wellness, right? All these different areas that we have, really looking in to see like, what do I need to shift today in my habits, in my time that align with what are my core values, right? So this is something that's really powerful that we can do as women to just check in and see, how can I be fully, be full of full service for myself, for my family, for my vision, the things that I'm being called to do. And I feel like it really just helps you get clarity on the things that you're wanting. So sometimes we need to really be consistent with doing this and checking in and making sure that we're, recalibrating if we need to. I feel like I talk about this all the time, but we're cynical. Is it not cynical? What's the word? Not cynical. Cynical. That's the word. I always get those two words confused. We're always going on these cycles, right? So there's always going to be this flow. We have our feminine cycle, the cycle of nature. We have just different flows, right? So we can't just be in one spot forever. And it's normal for us to go through these things, right? And I feel like sometimes we put so much shame and judgment on ourselves for constantly changing and evolving. And it's like, that's normal. That's part of life, the evolution. Like you see the moon cycle, right? Or as a feminine leader, as a feminine woman, as a feminine mom person, right? We get to experience this cycle of life, this ever ebb and flow of life. And really, being grounded in this time is so important too. I was sharing this with the girls in my group yesterday, is how when things are transitioning and when we're shifting, it's so important to really find our grounding. Take the time that you need for yourself, right? Take that time to really get quiet and journal, write, whatever feels good to you. Do art, dance, right? To allow yourself to move through this. I'm actually going to make a vision board today, for like what I want to get after this, out of this retreat, and get really specific on it. You know, and there's no like perfect or wrong right time to do these things, you guys. Like, we can create these little retreats for ourselves anytime, right? We can start over anytime we want to and just like think about life, right? Think about our intentions and where are we focusing our energy and our heart. Right? As a heart-centered leader is so impactful. And just honoring yourself and celebrating yourself in this process as well. I took a beautiful bath today. Just allow myself to release and clear and move through what's coming through for me. So yeah, so that's kind of pretty much all I wanted to share today, and it's been a little while since I posted a new podcast episode. Thank you, girls, for tuning in. I would love to hear from you if anything resonates, anything that speaks out to you. There are some changes that I'm making in my, if you're interested in working with me, one-on-one container that I'm going to be offering. And I also have my sisterhood community called One Rise Collective. If you're wanting to connect with other women in a small container just to support you, we have monthly calls. We also have a monthly module themed for the month. Like this month we talked about Mary Magdalene, a return to love, her divine love. Last month we did an energetic detox into the new year. And then next month, we'll have a new theme. And then we also do monthly meditations in there. And then we have like a sisterhood chat in there as well. So lots of goodness in there. If you're interested in joining and being part of the community, there's details in the link, or you can always message me over on Instagram. There is a link in my bio with more details, or go to my website, jessicashugart.com. And I'm happy to answer any questions that you guys have. All right, girls. Well, thank you for tuning in today. And if you're interested in learning more about my one-on-one mentorship, shoot me a message as well. Really integrating energy alchemy, feminine embodiment, and feminine leadership. Really connecting with the heart of the feminine and leading from a grounded space, tapping into your heart and intuition and spiritual gifts is what I'm passionate about, and just really empowering you in your journey. And you don't have to have a business to do this. You can be a mom and get support that you're wanting in your journey. I am just a space holder for you and here to guide you in your own process of your own self-sovereignty. All right, ladies, I love you. Thank you for joining me today, and I will talk to you soon.